This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces seized the main border crossing between Egypt and southern Gaza Tuesday, shutting down a vital aid route into the Palestinian enclave that is already on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly.
Aid trucks were seen lined up on the road in Egypt's Rafah on Tuesday after Israel took control of the Palestinian side of the main border crossing. The United Nations and other international aid agencies said the closing of the two crossings into southern Gaza, Rafah and Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom, had virtually cut off the already devastated enclave from outside aid. The seizure of the Rafah crossing, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinian civilians are holed up, came despite weeks of calls from the U.S. and others for Israel to hold off from a big offensive in Rafah. The crossing was also the only exit point for those needing to leave Gaza for medical treatment unavailable inside the enclave.
That's Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports a senior Biden administration official says the U.S. has held up a joint or shipment of bombs to Israel over concerns of a full-blown assault on Rafah.
The official says the U.S. was worried about how some of the bombs could be used in a dense urban setting like Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinian civilians are sheltering. Word of the halted transfer came even as President Biden called U.S. support for Israel ironclad.
Even when we disagree.
Asked to square that with the arms holdup.
Two things could be true.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, hours after Israeli troops seized control of the Rafah border crossing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Military forces from the United States, Australia, and the Philippines launched a barrage of high-precision rockets and artillery as part of a large-scale war drill in the South China Sea that have antagonized Beijing. This is VOA News. Ukrainian counterintelligence investigators say that they foiled a Russian plot to assassinate the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky and other top military and political figures. Statement Tuesday from Ukraine's State Security Service says that the two colonels in the State Guard of Ukraine were detained on suspicion of enacting the plan drawn up by Russia's Federal Security Service. State Guard protects top officials. Statement said that the plan was to carry out an attack before Russian President Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fifth term in power Tuesday. Ukrainian claims of Russian efforts to kill Zelensky aren't new. Zelensky said in 2022 there has been at least 10 attempts to assassinate him as the war with Russia stretched into a third year. The U.S. and Turkey have resumed security cooperation talks, and analysts say Turkish forces are poised to fill a vacuum should American forces pull out of Syria.
Iraq has been pressing the U.S. to withdraw its forces who are helping to fight the Islamic State militant group in the region. As both sides continue discussions, Pentagon officials say there are no plans for a withdrawal of American troops from neighboring Syria. But analysts say a complete pullout could be looming. Turkey and the United States this year resume regular meetings of the strategic mechanism which addresses shared security issues. The resumption of the talks is a sign of improving bilateral ties, which analysts say could widen Turkey's role if and when U.S. troops pull out of Syria. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the main trial date for Donald Trump's classified documents case has been postponed indefinitely.
The classified documents prosecution of former President Trump had been set to go to trial on May 20th. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon's order had been expected in light of still unresolved issues in the case and because Trump is currently on trial in the New York hush money case. That one involves several of the same lawyers representing Trump in the federal case in Florida. Cannon wrote it would be imprudent to finalize a new trial date now, casting further doubt on federal prosecutors' ability to bring him to trial before the November presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
With Donald Trump sitting just a few weak feet away, Stormy Daniels testified Tuesday at the former president's hush money trial about a sexual encounter the adult film actor says they had in 2006 that resulted in her being paid to keep silent during the presidential race 10 years later. Jurors appeared riveted as Daniels offered a detailed and at times graphic account of the encounter Trump has denied. Trump stared straight ahead when Daniels entered the courtroom, later whispering to his lawyers and shaking his head as she testified. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.